Hi, I'm Joe.
Hey, and I'm Susan, and this is Dip Stitch. Welcome to our first podcast. So the name Dip Stitch, Joe, where did that come from?
Well, I'm an avid knitter. In fact, I knit constantly. All right, Susan is not a knitter. We get that. No. She was a crocheter.
Yes.
So that counts for something. But I was recently working on a pattern, and I felt like a real dip, you know what. So because I was trying to learn a dip stitch, and it was really, really hard, and I couldn't do it. And we were talking about some things of interest to start the podcast. And I was thinking about that dip stitch that I couldn't do, and it took off from there.
Perfect name.
It is.
I feel like a dip stitch a lot.
I'm a total dip stitch.
Especially these days. So I'm younger. I'm just turned 50 years old.
She's the baby. I'm 56, happily well into my menopause years.
I'm getting there.
I don't have the curse anymore, so that's the good news.
Yeah, we're both single. We both have children.
Yeah, I have two.
I have two.
Two and two.
That's right.
Two is enough, but we come from a family of six kids.
That's right, four brothers. We have four older brothers, although you have one younger brother.
You have, right. Right. I have three older, one younger, and Susan is the baby.
I am. Yep, that's right. Spoiled rotten.
Oh, my God. She's mom's little plaything.
Oh, Boise, here we go.
She is. She's spoiled. And I used to always have to take care of her and, you know, all the responsibilities being the older sister, and it was rough. You get into shit. It was rough.
I was an angel. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. Although there was that one time I told you were adopted, and I had to try to think of a name. So I had a tennis ball. It was a Dunlap tennis ball. So I came up with the name Emily Dunlap, and I told her name was Emily Dunlap, and she was not in our family. She was adopted.
Do you know how I remember it? You said I was adopted from the bearded lady in the circus because I have that tuft of hair on my neck.
Don't tell people that.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
And then there was a time I put her in the dryer, which I do not recommend. Do not try that at home.
I liked it though.
Yeah, but it was very dangerous. I had time to kill, and I wanted
to straighten my clothes.
I don't know what I was doing, honestly. Honestly, it was crazy. So growing up in a big Irish Catholic family was quite the male domination.
A lot of boys around.
A lot of boys, a lot of testosterone. Yep. And, you know, we would have dinner. And, of course, the girls had to set the table, and the girls had to clean the table, and it was girls, girls, girls doing all the work. It ain't right.
Well, I didn't because I was the baby, so.
Right, baby.
I didn't do it.
Again, the baby.
My job was answering the phone.
Oh, because you sounded so cute?
That was my chore. Mm. I got to answer the phone. It was tough. It was a tough chore.
I just needed a sip of wine. We are going to talk about things such as wine and knitting and family and all kinds of things that we hope you can relate to, because I know in your busy lives and you got sister relationships and brother relationships and kids and dogs and work and school, and it never freaking ends.
So, Joanne, why don't you tell them a little bit about what you do for work?
I am in media. I like to term myself as a television executive. Which I can never say with a straight face, but I always throw that term out, but it's not true. I'm not a television executive.
You're a producer.
I manage
executive producer.
I'm not producing anything. I I actually work for public access for a small town, and I really like it. It really brings a lot of stuff to the community and helps people understand what's going on around town. And I really like it. What about you? Let's see. You've got more exciting.
Very exciting. I am a registered nurse, and I work with school-age children at a public school, and I also work on a psychiatric unit, which I've done for the past almost 10 years.
Wow.
And I'm still, my kids are still at home. Yours are gone, luckily, but I have 17 and 19. My 17-year-old's a senior, and my 19-year-old, almost 19, she's not 19 yet.
Almost.
She's special, and she'll be with me forever, and She's a beauty. She's a beaut.
She is an absolute beauty, and we love her dearly.
Yep. So that's I am divorced.
Wow, I'm divorced.
Wow. No way.
So we have something in common.
Wow. We have parents in common, and
that's true.
Mainly a crazy mother.
We'll get into her later.
And my parents live with me. Our parents live with me.
My parents? All of a sudden, they're your parents, not my parents.
You don't pay parent support, so
no, I don't. Well, I told Dad could come as long as he controls his bowels, but I was kidding. Of course, I would take care of them if I had to.
You can share your depends with him.
I don't have to. Come on. I don't have depends yet.
You're getting there.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
A couple sneezes in a row.
You never know.
The floodgates open.
You never know what's going to happen.
Don't do jumping jacks after your morning coffee.
Oh, yeah, right. Like I'm going to do jumping jacks. I'm sitting here having wine. I'm having my weekend wine. I have about a bottle over the course of hours, but that's something I enjoy as well. I'm quite the wine person. Unlike my sister, she's not a drinker, which is good.
Total opposites on that.
Total opposites. And
I wine though, so
I want to go to Florida.
I don't wine that.
Yeah.
Well, so that's a little taste of what we're about, and we're hoping to continue this and maybe once a week get together and talk to you all.
Yeah, great. Thanks for listening, and we'll bring you more exciting information as time goes on. Well, maybe not exciting, but just everyday stuff.
This has been Dipstitch.
This has been Dipstitch. Listen in again.